Komm mal, liebe Oldenfente, komm, listen, while I relate. Concerning a young riverman and his untimely fate. Concerning a young shanty boss, so handsome, crow, and brave. 'Twas on the gems of Cherry's rock he met his watery grave. It being on a Sunday morning, as he will quickly hear, our logs were piled up mountains high. We could not keep them clear. Our foreman says, "Turn out, brave boys, with hearts devout affair. We'll break the jam on Jerry's rock for Ellen Town will stare." Now some of them were willing and some more of them were not, to work on jams on Sunday, for they did not think they ought, till 6 of our Canadian youth did volunteer to go and break the jam on Jerry's rock with a foreman, young Monroe. When the rest of those young shanty boys the sad news they did hear, in search of their brave comrade to the river they did steer. Meanwhile, dear mangled bodies floating out did go, whilst dead and bleeding near the bank was that of young Monroe. They took him from his watery grave, brought back his raving tear. There was one fair girl amongst them who said cries filled the air. There was one fair girl amongst them who came from Sangam Town. Her cries and moans rose through the skies, her true Fair Clara was a noble girl, the riverman's true friend. Who with her widowed mother dear lived near shanty boys made up for her a generous purse next day. They buried him in his sorrow's depths, 'twas on the first of May. In a green mood by the riverside, there grew a hemlock gray. Engraved upon that hemlock, that by the grave did grow, was the name and date and the sad fate of a poor man, young Monroe. Fair Clara did not long survive, her heart broke with her grief. 'Twas scarcely 6 months after death came to her relief, and when at last the time had come when she was called to go, her last request was granted to be laid by young